Roman Travis. Magic
Talk. Lots of yelling and debating, constantly telling children what to do and cleaning up after them and no one doing what they're told. That's just life at home before you get to school as a teacher. So what makes a great teacher? Carl McIntyre knows, and he's got the credibility to prove that point, having just won the ASG National Excellence in Teaching Award. Carl McIntyre from Cornerstone School in Palmerston North is with me here on the Sunday Cafe. Congratulations, Carl. Well done.
Hey, thank you very much, Roman. Yeah, no, it's an honour and a very humbling award to win, so thank you.
No, you're welcome. And what does it mean, the Supreme Leadership and Education Award? What does it mean to you and to the teaching profession?
I think really what it means is verification that for myself and the tens of thousands of teachers who I represent, who get up each day and come into school to make a difference in young people's lives, that we're on the right track. That we're on the right track when we look at the need for pastoral care for students to enhance their overall well-being, but also that we're on the right track when we look at how we can meet the needs of individual learners who perhaps struggle with dyslexia or another learning difficulty that makes it hard for them to succeed to the same level as their peers.
Mm.
So I think this award recognises that actually we're on the right track. And we need to keep on going as we are.
So this award does, as you say, this is for supporting students who struggle in a normal classroom environment. Give me an example from your point of view of some of those issues.
Yeah, look, dyslexia is something that it only officially came into existence in 2003, but we all know it had been there for a long time before, and I wonder with regret how many students pass through my classroom. You know, the disruptive ones, the ones who struggle to engage. In actual fact, all it was they were just trying to cope in an environment that it was so hard for them to actually read and write like their peers. So we're doing a lot of work in that space, I think, and increasingly education realises that actually we have to address things like dyslexia, which affect up to one in three students in a class. So it's about making differences in those sorts of avenues, I think. And obviously, as you can imagine, if you have a learning difficulty at school, you don't feel that well about yourself. That can lead to lack of confidence and your overall belief in what you can be is limited. So if we can put the interventions in as soon as we can, then it helps students go from darkness to light in a way, you know.
Mm-hmm. It's not just the students who have benefited from what you've done, it's also the parents. And a parent who nominated you for this award says that Carl has changed many lives. He cares about all of his students, but what's best about Carl is that he's not afraid to be a life changer. What does it feel like to hear those words?
Oh, look, it almost brings tears to your eyes, actually, when you hear that sort of thing. Because I take care of whatever God puts in front of me. Whoever God brings across my path, you know, that's what I take care of. And look, tens of thousands of teachers, we do the same thing with the little lives that come our way.
Mm.
But it's knowing that parent, a very naughty parent who nominated me and told me that she'd done it, and knowing her children and the other children like that, they're fantastic human beings. They really, really are. And sometimes all they need is just somebody to put a little bit of a tweak, a little bit of adjustment, and things come right for them, you know?
Mm. I'm speaking with Carl McIntyre from Cornerstone School in Palmerston North. Carl, you designed a dyslexic screening system for every student who enters Cornerstone so that you can offer those students customised support from the start. How did you develop the system? What does it look like?
Well, it looks like I give them, in the first instance at Cornerstone Christian School, I give them a learning enhancement questionnaire. So it's not overtly designed to sort of to weed out those who have learning needs, but it does focus on asking them questions around not only how are they going in their different subjects, which subject is easy, which one's hard, you know, would they appreciate sitting closer to the front, that sort of thing, but particularly with the dyslexic focus, around with questions like, do the words move when you read them? Do the letters swap over, you know, B's and D's, that sort of thing. And that question actually came from one devised to identify Erlen syndrome. And obviously, your listeners are very well informed, but just in case someone tuning in from a different radio station, Erlen's is basically affects about one in a third of dyslexics. It's actually misdiagnosed as having Erlen syndrome instead. And Erlen syndrome can be often alleviated by just wearing a pair of coloured lenses or putting a plastic filter over the text that the student's reading. And so a lot of the questions actually came out of that. But it was quite interesting because my own observations reflected exactly what the research said, that about a third of students actually do struggle to read and therefore can struggle to write as well.
Cal, how long have you been a teacher for?
Oh, look, this is my 16th year now, I think. Okay. Yeah.
So you've seen You've seen a bit. Should every student, and this is, I'm asking for your opinion here, should every student expect to leave school having learnt to read and write?
Yes, I think so. I'm trying to think of an example that myself and my peers could give where that's not the case. But yes, I believe that they should, most definitely. And the problem is that there's still not quite enough resourcing into assisting with these sorts of learning programs.
Okay, well, that says a lot, doesn't it? Do you think teachers carry too much of the burden of a child's educational outcome?
We do carry a burden. Look, at Cornerstone Christian School, we're very clear about the fact that we have a balanced partnership between home and school, and you really need parents on board. I think a lot of the times parents don't know what to do, and particularly if it's things like dyslexia, often because it's hereditary, often one of the parents would have struggled at school as well, back before we knew it existed, and when they would have left school early and gone into another line of work, but didn't have such great success in school, so therefore don't believe that their children will probably do much better either. And that is a sad self-fulfilling prophecy. So it's wonderful to be in a position where we can not only help the students, but often the penny drops for the parents that actually this is probably what held them back as well, and that they are wonderfully intelligent people just with this particular barrier to their academic success that we have the tools now to be able to largely remove and support with.
You've spoken about resourcing, you've spoken about a lack of resourcing in a roundabout way. What keeps you in the teaching profession?
Oh, look, you know what? 20 years ago, I think the quintessential thing you needed to be a teacher was the desire to impart knowledge. But I think in the last few years it's changed. And now really what it is, it's a heart for kids and a willingness to go the extra mile. And when you see the difference that you're making in one person's life, it's amazing. It's a bit like going after the lost sheep, to quote a Bible proverb, but it is a Sunday morning after all. Going after the lost sheep, who often for no reason of their own has fallen into a pit. It might be a pit of a learning need. It might be a pit of a social awkwardness that makes them vulnerable to bullying. Or it might be, a pit of poverty. And, child poverty is a dark spectre that still haunts every classroom and every corridor. So, going after that lost sheep and lifting them out of that pit and giving them the skills and the supports they need to rejoin the flock. I mean, that's life-changing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. We're all, if we're raising children that are our own or grandparents raising children or whatever the situation is, we all want to choose the best school. What advice would you give to anyone listening about how to make that decision?
Oh, look, that's an excellent question, Roman. I was discussing that just at the luncheon in Parliament with a colleague or a peer, actually, not long ago. And the advice that I sort of give is, go to a school. Don't just base it on the error report, but go to the school and get a feel for it. Now, I'm a faithful person, so pray your way through. Do you feel a peace towards a certain school? Do you not? How do they look after kids? How do they look after the well-being of students? Are they all focused on the grades, or is there a real pastoral care support there where you know each child will come to school feeling valued and feeling supported, and where teachers will go out of their way to spot if something's not quite right? With regards to learning support, how do they handle things like dyslexia? Is it the "oh, she'll be right" sort of approach, or do they go out of their way? One of my children has had issues in that area, and it was a fantastic, fantastic primary teacher, Kat Forrest, here at Cornerstone Christian School, who actually went out of her way to find out what the issue was, and turned out to be Erland's, and we were just so grateful. So if there's that sort of care and support in the school, you can feel it. It's in the atmosphere. And the teachers will be able to answer quite clearly what they do to support, learners who require additional aid.
With this ASG National Excellence in Teaching Award that you've got, you'll be able to name your price now. You'll be in hot demand, Carl.
Look, you know what? I love where I teach. I've taught in two fantastic schools, St. Peter's College in Palmerston, and again at Cornerstone Christian School. And I've got no desire to move on until God calls me on. There's still much work to be done, and it's such a fulfilling role. We take it as it comes, but this is really just verification that for myself and the scores of teachers who I've taught with and teach with to this day who are just as and more deserving than myself, that we're on the right track and we're making a difference.
Very humble. Carl, congratulations. Well done. Keep it up.
Thank you.
Cheers. That's Carl McIntyre from Cornerstone Christian School in Palmerston North, winner of the ASG National Excellence in Teaching Award. There's another good reason to move to Palmerston North.